From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. And you're doing well today?
And yes, and you, Penny?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
Well, we were invited by NBC to take a sneak peek at the network's new holiday special, A Muppet's Christmas Letters to Santa, which premieres at 7 p.m. Wednesday, December 17th. In this special, filled with song and dance, mayhem, and heaps of holiday high spirits, Kermit and company accidentally intercept three children's letters to Santa. They vow to hand-deliver them to the North Pole themselves with a little help from some celebrities. And Melissa, did you enjoy this special?
Unfortunately, I did not think it was one of their best. I think that's probably a good way to put it. I kept thinking, it's the Muppets, it's going to get better, and you love all the Muppets. Mm-hmm. They're all cute. But it was very lackluster, I thought.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, in my opinion, it was not as good as the Two Muppets Christmas specials with John Denver. And I looked this up. They aired in 1979 and 83. But I'm thinking perhaps that was because the songs weren't written and or performed by John Denver, who I really like.
Yeah.
Instead, do you remember who performed them?
It was Paul Williams wrote them, right?
And he also appeared in the special as Santa's elf.
Now, see, I didn't recognize him in
that.
Okay.
As soon as I saw the elf, it's like, oh, they got Paul Williams a spot in it besides writing the songs.
And I noticed, was it Jesse L. Martin and...
Yeah, there were a lot of celebrities. I guess the first
Uma
one
Thurman,
that you see...
Yeah, Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. Okay. Well, Uma Thurman pops up a lot, you know, more than anybody else. The first celebrity you see is Mayor Bloomberg, because it is set in New York City. And then you see Whoopi Goldberg as a cab driver, and Jane Krakowski as Claire's mom, who lives in the apartment building with the Muppets. And her daughter is played by, Madison Pettis. Played Claire. She's from one of the Disney shows, isn't she?
Oh, okay. Possibly.
I believe so. And Nathan Lane, you know, the Broadway actor.
Oh, yeah. He appears there at the end, wasn't he?
He's the airport security.
Okay, that's right.
And model Petra Nemkova had an interesting role. Did you?
Which one? I recognized her, but I wasn't sure who she was. So now it makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you, her big lines in the show were, meep, meep. She was Beaker's girlfriend.
That's right.
And then two Sopranos guys, Steve Shapiro. Is it Steve Shiripa?
I'm not
and
sure.
Tony Sirico. They appeared as mafia
and
guys.
And that was a cute little, I thought that was a cute little scene.
That was. And so that's basically all the celebrities that were in it. And that didn't even entice you to...
I just endured it. I mean, I kept thinking it was going to get better. It was the Muppets. And Miss Piggy's lines weren't that funny as like they used to be. And Statler and Waldorf were very disappointing.
Yeah, the neighbors in the window.
Yes, because they used to have some really, really funny lines.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that they'd tone it down any more than when the series aired
exactly.
on regular TV.
Exactly. But, I mean, they're the Muppets. They're cute. It was a Christmassy show. I think kids would probably enjoy it.
Did you have any favorite scenes?
Peppy. I don't know if scene would be the right word, but I thought Peppy the Prawn was funny. He did have a few lines.
Yeah, he did.
That made me laugh.
And well, I particularly liked a line that came in the first 5 minutes of the show when Mayor Bloomberg told Miss Piggy, "That would be rude, and the one thing New Yorkers are known for is being polite."
Yeah, and she had a good comment back to that, I think.
Yeah. But so did you learn anything from this special?
That they could do better. I think they could do better.
Well, I thought it had some good lessons for youngsters that watched the special. Number one is don't open mail that's addressed to you, because Kermit was going to open the letter to Santa to see if they could get Claire what she wanted for Christmas, and no, you're not allowed to open the mail.
Oh, we'll see. That's
so
good.
That was a good message. And another was don't tell jokes while going through airport security.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an important one. Yeah, you're right.
And then the final one is it's fun spending Christmas with the family.
Yes. Yes, you're right. It was more educational than I realized.
Yes. And well, so what would you rate it, Melissa?
Oh, I would give it like a 5 out of 10.
Well, that's pretty good for...
Because, I mean, I think kids probably would still enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, see, I'd give the John Denver Christmas Muppet specials, you know, 10 out of 10. This, I'll give 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Because it was, like you said, it's the Muppets, it's enjoyable, it's the holidays, so...
Right.
So, well, family should tune in, you know. And any other thoughts?
No. I mean, I don't think you could, if you've got kids, you're not going to go wrong having them watch that. It is a good family Christmas show.
And again, it is A Muppet's Christmas, Letters to Santa, which premieres at 7 p.m. Wednesday, December 17th. And that's a wrap for this week. We will return next week to discuss another upcoming program. But feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.